Right, let's get this story out of the way first of all. The John Lennon smoking dope at Buckingham Palace. Before we start the tour properly, did John Lennon smoke dope at Buckingham Palace? Well, no is the short answer. No. He says he did. So who am I to gainsay John Lennon? Well, I'm not gonna. His side of the story, he said, yes, we smoked dope at Buckingham Palace. Well, why are they at Buckingham Palace in the first place? Well, they're off to see the Queen in 1965. They're off to get a badge from Her Madge. The MBE, the Member of the British Empire, it's a medal. It's an honour. It's not everybody's cup of tea, the honours system. We know now that David Bowie, for example, he was offered a knighthood twice. It's a political thing. Once by Tony Blair's Labour government and a second time by Cameron's Conservatives. And Bowie turned them down both times. You're not supposed to tell anyone you've turned it down. It's not done. But he turned it down because he said, I just think it's silly. You know, it's not for me, this honours system thing. So people turned them down. But in 1965, the Beatles were the first sort of pop stars to be honoured in such a way. The first show business person to gain such an honour is Henry Irving, the actor, who was knighted in 1907. Everybody gets one now, of course. Rod Stewart's got one. Everybody's got one now. Your knighthood's in the post. Your damehood's in the post. But in 1965, the Beatles are here, and they're nervous. Headlines, Beatles MBE. They're genuinely nervous at having to go through all this. And Lennon said, yeah, we sloped off to the loo and we smoked a joint. That's what we did. Yeah. So who am I to gainsay John Lennon? I'm nobody. I'm going to leave that to Paul McCartney and George Harrison. They said no such thing. Absolute nonsense. How they remember it. They remember that, yes, they were nervous. And all four of them sloped off to the loo. And they smoked a cigarette. Everybody smoked back then. And they thought it was good for their nerves, you know. So everybody smoked. And, they shared one cigarette. And then they went and got their medals. Now, some point down the line in the 70s, John Lennon remembers this incident, that they went to smoke in the loo. And maybe he's remembered a different incident when they were smoking a joint. And the two have rolled up together. Pardon the pun. And he told a journalist that he smoked dope at Buckingham Palace. Of course, there are four sides to every story with the Beatles. So what about Ringo? Well, Ringo's been asked about it as well. Did you smoke dope at Buckingham Palace? His answer is always the same. I was too stoned to remember, he said. Well done, Sir Ringo. And anyway, there's the sign on Her Majesty's lavvy wall. No smoking in one's toilet, so you're not allowed. That's not a real sign, obviously. Oh, enough of this nonsense. Let's get on to the tour properly. Here's your diary again. The 11th of November, 1963. Stayed in, watched TV. Stayed in and watched TV. You wouldn't have done that if you'd known we were going to be on lockdown for a year, would you? Stayed in and watched TV because the Beatles were on. We had, at this point, two channels on television. Two channels. Remember, there's limited exposure for pop music on the radio. If there was pop music on the telly, you jolly well watched it. And it's the Royal Command performance. Now, this is as big as the Beatles can get. It's late 1963, and this is the biggest gig in show business, to perform for the royal family at the Royal Command performance. All the money goes to charity at the end of the performance. It's broadcast on TV. It's broadcast on TV. The Beatles were invited to perform, so they cannot get any bigger. It's performing for the Queen. Well, actually, not the Queen in this particular instance. There's the theatre there. Let's just get the pointer happening again. The theatre can be seen just down there. It's actually the second Prince of Wales Theatre on that spot. The first one was built in the 1890s, and it was named for the man who became King Edward VII. He was the Prince of Wales at the time. This one was built in the 1930s. And the Royal Command performance is here in November 1963. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for a number of reasons. not least this headline the next day in the Daily Mirror, the headline, Beatlemania. Beatlemania. The word Beatlemania enters the language the next morning after the television broadcast on ITV. The rather blurred figure there. There's the Queen Mother. The Queen's not here. The Queen is on bed rest. The pregnancy with her fourth child, Prince Edward, her doctor has advised her to rest. So she's not here. But the Queen Mother is. The Queen Mother is in attendance. And so is this person here. It's a grainy picture, so let's get a clearer one there. It's Marlene Dietrich, is second top on the bill. So it's the Beatles top of the bill and Marlene Dietrich second. What do you want for a night's entertainment? The Beatles and Marlene Dietrich. Marlene Dietrich's accompanist on piano is Burt Bacharach. What do you want for a night's entertainment? It's extraordinary. One of the details that gets forgotten in the brouhaha about the Beatles is Marlena's choice of song. It's pretty ballsy. She sings Pete Seeger's Where Have All the Flowers Gone, which is an extraordinary choice of song. It's an anti-war song. It's a peace song. Now, to sing such a protest song, an anti-war protest song, in front of any of the crowned heads of Europe, that's a pretty ballsy thing to do. Only Marlene Dietrich would dare. You go, girlfriend, I think is the phrase we might use today. So she's second top of the bill, and the Beatles are top of the bill. John Lennon is cross at having to do the performance. There they are meeting the Queen Mother at the end of the show. He doesn't want to do it. He's protesting. He's throwing his toys out the pram. And Epstein, their manager, says, look, they need a copy of your script. They need to know what you're going to say, you know, during the performance. And John Lennon is furious. He said, I'll do no such thing. He said, I'll say exactly what I want when I want, which is very John Lennon. In fact, he said, what I'll do, I'm just going to tell them all to rattle their effing jewellery, is what he said. Now, he didn't hold back on the cuss word either. I've been leading guided tours for 16 years and never once have I uttered a cuss word. I'm not about to start this night. I'll tell them to rattle their jewellery. Epstein, the manager, was very nervous because it's the kind of thing that John Lennon would have done. And so we're told that Epstein's sitting in the audience, sweating bullets, very nervous. And Lennon sidles up to the microphone with that lopsided grin of his and says, for this next number, I'd like your help. Those of you in the cheap seats, and he looks down at the stalls, if you could clap your hands, if the rest of you, glancing up at the royal box, if the rest of you could just rattle your jewellery. And he sidles back from the microphone and the chutzpah, the wit, the style, the cheek with which it's delivered brought the house down. And the headline next day, Beatlemania. This is big as they can get. This is as big as they can get. They've not yet been to America. They've not even yet been to France. Beatlemania is invented in November 1963. They played three numbers that night. She Loves You, which was a huge selling single. She Loves You. I think it was the biggest selling single in this country from 1963 to 1967, when it was replaced by McCartney's Mull of Kintyre. They ended with Twist and Shout. And then in between that, Paul McCartney did a show tune. I'd like to do that one for you now, or a version of that one for you now. It's from... Till There Was You. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and you. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. Till there was you. till it was you. From the Music Man. It's a show tune. There's a lot going on in there. That